A new report suggests some major aged care companies have been avoiding tax while taking billions of dollars in federal government funding. The report was written by a researcher with the Tax Justice Network and commissioned by the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. George Roberts reports.
Jason Ward spends his time investigating big multinationals. Now he's found Australian aged care providers using trusts and secretive company structures to minimise or completely avoid paying tax.
All of the companies that we looked at are using these structures in some shape or form.
Mr. Ward, who's an adjunct senior researcher at the University of Tasmania, has compiled a report called Tax Avoidance by For-Profit Aged Care Companies. It shows that the top six for-profit Australian providers took more than $2 billion in federal subsidies in just 1 year, yet some paid little or no tax. Jason Ward.
Many of them don't even file annual reports with ASIC, and the ones that do usually qualify for something called reduced disclosure, which means that they don't have to abide by all of Australia's accounting standards.
He says foreign investors in another of the most profitable Australian providers, Ality, lent it money at a 15% interest rate.
That basically depleted all of the taxable profits in Australia and gave the shareholders probably tax-free interest income offshore.
These are all tricks of the trade, I suppose, with big companies. What's the problem with aged care companies doing this?
If you look at the six largest for-profit companies, which are Bupa, Opal, Ality, and then three listed companies, Regis, Estia, and Japara, collectively, they got about $2.17 billion in 1 year in government subsidies, which made up about 72% of their total revenue of over $3 billion. Their business model is entirely made up on government funding. And then they generate significant operating income off of that and magically eliminate taxable profit.
The acting federal secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation is Annie Butler.
It must be mandated that a provider has to demonstrate how they are ensuring that that money goes to the provision of safe, quality care for all elderly residents. The most effective way to achieve that is to mandate minimum staffing ratios for nurses and carers across the aged care sector.
The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation's Annie Butler, ending George Roberts' report, and the Aged Care Guild was contacted for comment.